We've been hearing the praise of the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, but the question is it enough? I'm Keith Wenberg with your Farm News Update. When the original announcement came out about the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, many farm groups were with President Trump when he made that announcement, and they praised his actions.
First off, from me, I want to say thank you for this bridge payment. It's Christmas early for farmers, and I think, Mr. Trump, I think you brought Christmas to farmers. With this bridge payment, we'll be able to farm another year. Help us get by.
Shortly after the announcement came out about the Farmer Assistance Program, I had on the air with me Scott Metzger. He's the president of the American Soybean Association, and he's a farmer producer from Williamsport, Ohio.
Have you had a chance to digest some of that language that might be included in that program?
Yeah, we have a little bit. You know, we really appreciate the administration taking a first step towards this, you know, realizing there's a problem and trying to, you know, help fill the gap with it. But we're thankful for the $11 billion, you know, that was set aside for the row crops, and then there was another billion for the specialty crops. But at the same time, there's I guess a couple different things. You know, that's probably, you know, going to be a fraction of the amount of money that's been actually lost during this amount of time. I know we've done some studies within ASA that, you know, shows it's about $109 acre loss is what could be potential this year just in the bean market for the American soybean farmers. So it's, you know, at the end of the day, we're thankful for it. It's a step in the right direction, but it being an ECAP style payment, it, you know, I would say probably soybeans are probably going to be on the lower end of it, just how those payments are, how they're set up with it.
Again, you're encouraged to contact your local FSA. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Wenberg.